I'm sure you've heard the old story about the father who said that giving his daughter to the man she loved was like giving a Stradivarius to a gorilla. I think all dads feel that way about their little girls, and maybe for some very good reasons. Sometimes it seems today that courtesy and respect have been replaced by hostility toward women. Pornographic material, for example, typically depicts women in degrading and dehumanizing poses. And a favorite theme of rap music is the abuse and disrespect of women. Now, predictably, I suppose, this attitude is also evident at times in the young men who date our daughters. There's an approach to this problem that I like. A father in Northern Virginia has allowed his 7-year-old daughter to start dating. But here's the catch. He's always the date. Every couple of months, he takes her out to eat or to a movie that she wants to see. And during the course of that evening, he treats her as a gentleman should. That way, when she's old enough to start dating other guys, she'll know what to expect from them. I think dads should also model courtesy for their boys by treating their mothers with respect every day in the home. This attitude won't go unnoticed by their children. The bottom line is that there's a right and wrong way for a man and a woman to relate to each other, and the key ingredient is respect. Let's teach our best to our boys and girls.
Welcome to Family Talk.
One of the most important things a dad can do for his daughter is to commit himself to a life of moral purity and encourage her to do the same. On today's edition of Family Talk, Randy and Lisa Wilson share about the purity ball and the significant lifelong commitments that are made at this gala event. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm pediatrician and author Dr. Meg Meeker, and today we're going to enjoy the second part of an interview that Dr. Dobson had with Randy and Lisa Wilson. Randy and Lisa have been married over 30 years, raised 7 children, including 5 daughters. 3 of their daughters joined Dr. Dobson for the interview. Currently, Randy is a national field director at the Family Research Council, but he and Lisa may be more widely known as the founders of the Father-Daughter Purity Ball.
Dr. Meeker, that's well said. This event is a special way for dads to invest in the hearts of their daughters. In my book, Bringing Up Girls, I talk about how girls are wired for relationship and beauty and to know that they're valued. And this event has all of those things attached to it or within it. So it speaks right to a girl's heart. The ball, referred to in the Purity Ball, has grown as an organization into a national movement, and there is even international interest in this event now. Mm. In today's show, we're going to hear more about the Purity Ball and the impact that it has not only on the fathers and daughters, but literally on the whole family. As we begin, the Wilsons are discussing a positive article about the Purity Ball, which had just come out in the New York Times. Let's listen in on today's edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
We prayed, God, send the Holy Spirit to write this story. Mm-hmm. Because of the press that we've been in the past year, they don't understand us. They come with an agenda and what they're going to write about. And I was talking with the New York Times reporter as the girls were practicing before the ball. And I said, you know, we've been telling this story now for over a year with all kinds of media. And I say the same thing again and again. This is a fatherhood event. This is about fathers stepping into their place and launching their daughters, setting a standard and launching their daughters into healthy relationships. What am I not getting? What am I not saying that I will say this and they'll write a totally opposite story that this is about controlling, this is too patriarchal, and you're sheltering your girls way too much. Mm-hmm. Tell me. And she laughed and she wrote well.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is unusual because the liberal press does not like anything that smacks of male domination.
Right.
That is not what's going on here. Right. All right. We keep talking about it. Let's talk about it. What is the Purity Ball? Come on. Let's ask the girls.
It's set at the Broadmoor Hotel, and it's just absolutely beautiful there. And,
a five-star hotel here in Colorado Springs.
Yes. And women are, drawn to beauty, so we want to be in that atmosphere of beauty. And the Broadmoor definitely, sets that up really nicely, and we dress in ball gowns and tiaras.
Black tie event.
Yeah, it's very black tie. And there's a program, there's dinner, and we dance until midnight, and it's
With you and your dad.
Yes.
This event is to model for our sons as well how they should treat women in their lives. So we do invite the families, and many mothers are starting to come to this event to watch it and then steal a dance from the father or their husband as well.
But after we do dinner and Randy calls the men to sign this covenant, it is the most powerful thing to see these men stand up all over the ballroom. Mm-hmm. And before God and before the community of men say, I promise I'm going to model integrity and purity and cover you for generations to come, you can't breathe. Mm-hmm. There is such strength in fatherhood. We moms, we don't have the same kind of strength. We have a different strength. And I think what culture has seen in the ball is an event that expresses the strength and honor of fatherhood. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful.
Did you bring copies of the covenant with
yes.
you?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And so, all right, Randy, let's read it as though you were reading it to your daughter.
Well, after I finish my challenge to men, as has been said, I have them stand up and say, we're going to read this together. And so it goes, I, Lauren's father, choose before God to cover my daughter as her authority and protection in the area of purity. I will be pure in my own life as a man, husband, and father. I will be a man of integrity and accountability as I lead, guide, and pray over my daughter and my family as the high priest of the home. And this covering will be used by God to influence generations to come. And then all the shutters start clicking on the cameras because they're taking pictures of these fathers signing this covenant.
And the tears start splashing on the shoes.
Yeah.
And then we as daughters sign as a witness. Yeah. We witness that our dad signed
this covenant. It's a holy moment.
But the respect that I have for him is just amazing, that he would take this covenant, he would sign this covenant to be a man of purity. But then I see what happens behind the doors at home, out of the public eye. Mm-hmm. And he lives it. He lives it. There's nothing to hide. And so to see him take this covenant, sign it publicly, but then live it privately is huge for me. It's so huge for me. And it has definitely inspired me to live a pure life. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thankful for you.
It's kind of a Cinderella night.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Sort of a princess night. Yes.
Absolutely. You feel amazing all dressed up and
you
just cherished.
You wear glass shoes?
We've tried. We can't find them.
Dr. Dobson, some of the feedback that I get from fathers is that the daughters talk about this event all the way home, and before they get home, they're asking dad to take them back next year.
Really?
And it is a moment. It is a Kairos moment for them that evening.
Well, and not only that, but we have invited daughters that don't have fathers are invited. We have had fathers that have fathered orphanages in Africa come. We've had foster care fathers. We've had stepfathers. We've had uncles and grandfathers come. We had one woman in her 40s come. Her husband brought their daughter. She was in her 40s. And she called her dad, who she had not had a good relationship with. He was 79 on the East Coast. And she called him and asked him if he would come. And first he declined, and then he came. And we watched this man dance with his daughter in her 40s all night with tears streaming down his face, and the next morning received Christ. The next morning.
Goodness.
So his 80th year of life, he is being discipled.
Well,
isn't that exciting?
It's incredible, and it unlocks the heart of a father, because another part of that story is he then spoke blessing to his daughter for the first time in her life.
That's right.
That's what this sets up and unlocks for the fathers. And that's part of the purpose in all of this. We see it as an expression of honoring and treasuring our daughters. And it being a fatherhood event, it's a call to fathers to take back their place. It's a call to fathers to restore what has been abdicated in our culture and then to renew and establish those relationships. I mean, that's Jeremiah 1:29, where he calls us to uproot, to tear down, to destroy and overthrow in order then to build and plant.
That's right.
You know, we often hear said that there is a God-shaped vacuum mm-hmm. inside each one of us mm-hmm. that will never fully be satisfied until we find our peace in Him.
That's right.
But there is also a Father-shaped vacuum mm-hmm. in the heart of a little girl,
right.
isn't
That's true. It? Well, and if she doesn't get it from her father, then she will go out into this culture and get it, and get her identity from there.
That is absolutely true,
Christian. Yeah, that's what we've seen in this culture is just the results of that. You know, it's just been such brokenness and broken hearts, and because these girls were never meant for that. These girls were never meant to be left like that, to be abandoned, to be used and exploited. They were meant for a healthy, strong relationship with their father.
You know what the result is? A form of self-hatred.
Mm-hmm.
That leads to cutting and piercing.
Mm, that's right.
Leads to suicide. Leads to depression.
Mm-hmm.
Leads to sexual aggressiveness. Right. It has all kinds of consequences.
That's right.
And we've chosen not to be defined by this culture. We've chosen to be defined by, first of all, a Heavenly Father, and then our Father.
You know, I am very, very blessed. I have a son and a daughter, and now a grandson and a daughter-in-law. And my daughter and I bonded the night she was born.
Aww.
I mean, I never looked back. She has been my little girl.
Aww.
And she's grown now, and we communicate nearly every day, if not multiple times. She lives in Southern California, so I get to see her less than I would like to. But I have that tremendous sense of love and appreciation for her, and she seems to feel that way for me, and it's one of the most rich experiences in life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry to filibuster here, but there was a time in my life where I could have lost that. Because when I graduated from the graduate school at University of Southern California, the whole world opened up to me. I had hundreds of speaking requests. Mm-hmm. I wrote a best-selling book, and that brought another one, that brought another one. And I could easily have gotten lost in all that.
Mm-hmm.
But my wife and my dad would not allow me to do it.
Wow.
And I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God got it.
That's
because
right.
what I have with those kids now
That's right.
was because I backed off
Absolutely.
From them.
Wow. Well, you know, the Bible is full of the joy of a father blessing his children. And one of the things in the ball is that after the fathers present swords at the cross to show the beautiful symbolism of protecting their daughters, and the fathers and daughters go down and the daughters lay down white roses to show a wholeness and purity before God. It is so beautiful. Then we have microphones up, and during the evening, fathers can go bless their daughters, and daughters can bless their fathers. And all night, like every 30 minutes, there would be lines, and the dads would start to weep, and the little girls would start to cry. There is no place in this culture for expressing honor and blessing, but this event does it, and it takes your breath away. And I was from a home where my dad did leave my mom when she was two, and when I was two, and she had three babies, and she was 21 years old. And he spent the rest of his life, you know, investing in me and trying to be there. But he didn't have a father in his life either. And so 6 weeks before he died, he looked me in the eye, and he was on oxygen. And he said, "I just want to say I'm sorry, and I wish I could do things over." And I realized that that was my spoken blessing. But a spoken regret should never be a spoken blessing to a child. Ever. And when I look at my husband, who weekly lines up the children and lays his hands on their heads and looks them in the eye and blesses them, I weep, because we are taking back territory that we didn't have, and we are saying we're starting over for the next generation. Mm-hmm. But I think many dads live with regrets, and God can redeem all of those.
Well, what do you all say to the single mother out there who has a daughter and no husband and no father for her daughter?
Well, we ask the grandfather. We then go, is there a grandfather that can step in as that father figure for her daughter? And or maybe an older brother, or maybe an older cousin.
Or an uncle.
Yeah, an uncle or others. We know of story. We've heard of story again and again where a father has left the family, and then two other families that are close to that situation have stepped in and have taken the daughter in that home then to this purity ball, mm-hmm. to be that father figure to her and say that I will fight for you, I will be there for you to mentor and model as you go along and walk along this path of life.
I'm afraid that this program's going to get away from us like we did last time and not give the details. How can they find out about the purity ball?
Well, you can go to fatherdaughterpurityball.com. And there's a Father-Daughter Purity Ball pack. There's a book, Celebrations of Faith, there. We write about this and the other things that we've talked about here. So they can find out what's in the news there as well. Go to our website and get information. We can begin a communication at that point.
Let me break in here to tell you the website for the Father-Daughter Purity Ball has changed. You can find out about the event by going to generationsoflight.com. We'll be sure to include a link to that site at drjamesdobson.org. Let's rejoin the program now as Randy talks to that dad out there who may be thinking it's too late or wondering how can he develop a strong relationship with his daughter.
Well, begin with a conversation with their daughter. Take them to a bagel shop or a coffee shop. And just begin a conversation with a few questions such as, you know, what do you need from me? Tell me what your greatest fear is. Tell me what your greatest joy is. If you could do anything you wanted in life, what would that be? Those are windows into the soul of his daughter. Mm-hmm. And it then begins a great conversation and gives the father place. So there's a little conversation. He isn't uncomfortable at that time if he hasn't started or begun building a relationship. That is a starting point, and this purity ball gives the father that starting place where he can begin. He's in the room full of fathers. Mm-hmm. Just look around and do what he sees being done.
These fathers starting for the first time. They're stepfathers that are coming into blended families. We watch them. We've had men get up to the microphone and ask forgiveness for not being there for their daughters. And they've literally started over that night. And we just weep because it is the power of God the Father and His Father's heart that is coming in this event and restoring fathers to their children.
But isn't that the story of salvation? Asking forgiveness and then God shows up.
It's a great concept. I was thinking if I had one question to ask of my daughter and I wasn't sure what our relationship had been and wanted to make it better, it would be, do you have any idea how much I love you? Mm. What a great place to start.
Mm. That is.
You know?
Yeah.
And if that wouldn't melt a daughter's heart, there's something wrong.
Not mine.
Leave her surprised.
We talked about this concept becoming worldwide, and now with the New York Times giving it almost a page, where's it going? Where is it now, and where's it going?
Well, Dr. Johnson, we had no idea it'd be where it is today, 10 years ago. I'm not sure where it is going, but I see what it is doing, and it is growing. Since the New York Times article, I'm getting emails in, is there one in Ohio? Is there one in North Carolina? Is there one in Montana? And what I'm telling them is, you know, start it in your community. Call fathers to it. We can't move around the country ourselves and host this event. We host one purity ball right now, and it's here in Colorado Springs.
And we've had 17 countries email or call us at home. 17 nations with interpreters asking us about the purity ball. We've heard from Al Jazeera Network.
We are
asking for families to turn to God and get on their face and ask Him what He wants to do in their life and in their home, in their community for this generation. If they will do that, God has promised that when He hears us cry out, that He will answer our cry. And then God is unleashed, and you know, if God is for us, who can be against us?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I tell you something. I am dancing impaired. I grew up in a home where you didn't do that and in a church where you didn't do that. And I missed something critical along the way. So I'm not sure how I could get this done.
Well, it's so fun because it's a whole ballroom full of fathers and daughters. And, you know, most of us don't know the steps, but like the music's so fun. It's just so fun to be out there with him doing it anyways. You know?
Well, I grew up not being able to dance myself. So if I can do it and enter into and dance with my daughters, anybody can do it.
Do you allow little girls to go? So is it primarily for early adolescence and beyond?
It's not. Since it's a fatherhood event, we don't talk about abstinence, we don't talk about sex or anything of the like. It's a call to fatherhood. Mm-hmm. The fathers can bring their daughters, and we've seen it as young as 6 years old.
Or four. They just absolutely have
little
a
little girls dance on the toes
or the toes or the hip, one of the two, yes.
Yeah.
So it's just it is a Cinderella night that the girls, especially the little girls, will never forget.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, again, thanks for coming and being with us. You live right here in Colorado mm-hmm. Springs. Now, I want to say before we close, you've written how many books? Eight? Nine?
No, three. We've written three. Celebrations of Faith.
Okay.
Which talks about this ceremony and others that we do, as well as Daddy's Blessing and the Joshua Basket.
Okay. And which one should they get if they want to know more about the Purity Ball?
Well, get these Celebrations of Faith, because not only do we write about the Purity Ball, but about Daddy's Blessing. We talk about the womanhood and manhood passage ceremonies that God has given us. And it's just information that God has downloaded to us because of our crying out for help.
Because we were desperate.
We were desperate. And it's a book that helps us launch our children into adulthood yes. and in healthy relationships.
Well, I think you can hear within my voice that this is one of my favorite interviews because the topic is so near to my heart. Randy and Lisa Wilson show us clearly what it looks like when a father invests in the hearts of his daughters. And I hope this program has inspired parents and especially fathers to commit themselves to be the model of purity and integrity for their daughters. Mm-hmm. They hear and see so much junk on television and in the movies, and they hear it at school from their friends, and there's got to be a counterbalance for that. And frankly, it's not easy. The Bible tells us that everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted. Mm-hmm. And the Wilson family has been harassed and vilified in the liberal media for standing up for purity. And I'm proud to say they've never backed down, and the family is still strong in the Lord.
Yes, indeed. And you know, the Wilsons are so encouraging with their ongoing commitment to champion truth and purity in a world that, as you say, Doctor, just really grotesquely over-sexualizes young girls. And here at Family Talk, we are committed to helping you find the support you need to live counterculturally too. So won't you please visit our website, drjamesdobson.org, and find articles and other helpful parenting resources such as Bringing Up Girls by Dr. Dobson or even my book, Strong Fathers, Strong Daughters. On our Facebook page, you'll find a community of believers striving to stand for God, tough in a changing world. You can even share the link with others you know who would benefit from hearing this broadcast. So search for Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk on Facebook and please join us. This is Dr. Meg Meeker saying God bless and thank you for listening today. We'll see you again next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not associated with Focus on the Family.
You know, I'm told that when I was a very small child, maybe 2 years of age, my family lived in a one-bedroom apartment, and my little bed was located beside the bed of my parents. My father said it was very common during that time for him to awaken at night to a little voice that was whispering, "Daddy, Daddy." My father would answer quietly, "What, Jimmy?" And I would say, "Hold my hand." And my dad would reach across the darkness and grope for my little hand, finally just engulfing it in his own. He said later that the instant he had my hand firmly in his grip, my arm would become limp and my breathing deep and regular. I'd immediately gone back to sleep. You see, I only wanted to know that he was there. Until the day he died, I continued to reach for him, for his assurance, for his guidance,
but mostly just to know that he was there. Then, so very quickly, I found myself in my dad's place, and I wanted to be there for my children. Not just a name on their birth certificates, but a strong, warm, and loving presence in their lives. You see, a dad occupies a place in a child's heart that no one else can satisfy. So to all the men out there who are blessed to be called fathers, I urge you to be there for the little ones in your life who call you dad.
Hey, this is Dr. Meg Meeker calling all you pinners out there. Did you know that Family Talk has a Pinterest page? Well, it's true, and it's full of great resources, parenting tips, marriage advice, and good ideas for holiday crafts, recipes, and things to keep your family busy. Follow our boards and be inspired. We are pinning and repinning new things every day from Pinterest users such as yourself. Connect with us at Pinterest.com/Dr. James Dobson. That's Pinterest.com/Dr. James Dobson.